Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include film Human Harvest wins prestigious Peabody Award, The Day That Goodness Triumphed, April 25th, 1999, Shenyun shows leave Japanese audiences with unforgettable memories, treatment of Falun Gong in Taiwan and mainland China, a stark contrast, China, many Falun Dafa banners seen in Inner Mongolia, and guards and prisoners in Shanghai prison torture Falun Gong practitioners. Now for the stories.
Film Human Harvest wins prestigious Peabody Award. The producers of the film Human Harvest are being awarded one of the 74th annual Peabody Awards for documentary, which were announced Thursday. The awards will be handed out May 31st in New York. Human Harvest is a new documentary feature that follows Nobel Peace Prize nominees David Mattis and David Kilgore as they investigate the atrocities of illegal organ harvesting in China, particularly of Falun Gong prisoners of conscience. The website is humanharvestmovie.com. The film recently aired on national television in Australia, leading numerous concerned citizens to stand up and speak out against organ harvesting atrocities. Shocked to discover that the whole process appears to be state-sanctioned. The film is written, directed, and produced by filmmaker Leon Lee, principal of Flying Cloud Productions in Vancouver, and executive produced by Jason Loftus of Toronto-based Mark Media. The prestigious George Foster Peabody Awards, established in 1940 to recognize distinguished achievement and excellence in broadcast and media production, are among the most esteemed and coveted in the industry. Winners must receive the unanimous support of all 17 members of the Peabody Board of Jurors, making the award one of the most difficult to win. Previous winners include CNN, PBS Frontline, NPR, and HBO. Winning the Peabody is a great honor and a highlight in my career so far, said filmmaker Leon Lee. My hope is that the attention this film receives can help shine a light on the terrible crime of organ harvesting.
The Day That Goodness Triumphed, April 25th, 1999. A remarkable thing happened in the streets of Beijing 16 years ago this week. It was the beginning of a monumental chain of events whose significance is still playing out across China today. Largest peaceful protest in modern Chinese history. On April 25, 1999, Falun Gong stood up to be heard. Disturbed by the hardening tone of the state-run media and triggered by the wrongful arrest of dozens of practitioners in nearby Tianjin, thousands went to the capital to seek justice for Falun Gong. It turned out to be the largest peaceful protest in modern Chinese history. They came 10,000 strong to resolutely stand up for their beliefs, to stand up for what they believed to be right, and to seek justice for their wrongly jailed fellows. And before the day ended, they got what they came for and peacefully dispersed. Behind the scenes, jittery top officials plot to repress Falun Gong. Party chief Jiang Zemin and a powerful clique of party elite had already set the wheels in motion to crush Falun Gong, jealous and fearful of its immense and growing popularity. Government support for Falun Gong, which had earlier been widespread, was no more. Instead, propaganda stories openly criticizing the practice were being published in China's newspapers and broadcast on national television with greater and greater frequency. On that day, April 25, 1999, the 10,000 gathered in the heart of Beijing to air their concerns to the State Council Appeals Office, which is the usual process for Chinese citizens to follow to have injustices righted. But that same clique of officials out to crush Falun Gong cleverly instructed traffic police to direct the assembling crowds of demonstrators to encircle Zhongnanhai, the adjacent central government compound, instead. Why? It was a terrific propaganda opportunity. It set the stage for the party to later accuse Falun Gong of laying siege to the government. On this day, goodness triumphed. China's premier at the time, Zhu Rongji, agreed to meet with Falun Gong representatives. He granted their request to release those wrongfully detained in Tianjin and offered personal reassurances that the government was not against Falun Gong. The 10,000 then picked up after themselves and quietly dispersed, happy in knowing that their requests had been met and their belief that justice would be served. On this day, it was goodness that triumphed. On this day, Falun Gong gave every citizen in China hope, demonstrating that goodness could indeed triumph over the party that had brought some 90 million of its own citizens to untimely deaths in its 50 years of iron-fisted rule. Not the end of the story. Just 3 months later, Jiang's regime launched a state-sanctioned campaign of persecution, intending to wipe out Falun Gong in 3 months. Yet now, almost 16 years later, Falun Gong and its millions of practitioners remain steadfast and resilient, having met wave after wave of propaganda and violent repression with peaceful resistance. Yes, goodness triumphed on that day back in April 1999, but the party has used every means at its disposal to try to turn the tide ever since. Countless Falun Gong practitioners have been imprisoned for their beliefs. Tens of thousands have been cruelly tortured. Almost 4,000 confirmed persecution-related deaths have been documented, and a further 40,000 to 60,000 are believed to have been killed for their organs in the illicit state-sanctioned organ transplant trade. Putting it in perspective, on the 16th anniversary of this historic event, we remember the quiet strength of this peaceful act of resistance, driven by faith and belief in principles, and we ask you to do the same. It is a day well worth remembering.
Shenyun shows leave Japanese audiences with unforgettable memories. Shenyun Performing Arts presented 8 shows in Tokyo and Nishinomiya spanning April 15th to the 21st. Local artists and designers praised the breathtaking visions of China in Shenyun's performance. Award-winning designer, very profound spiritual connotations. Shenyun is different. It is an art, but it is also full of positive energy that touches our hearts, said Mr. Shima Takahiro, chairman of a Japan Design Association, after attending the Shenyun performance on April 15th at the Hyogo Performing Arts Center. Moved by the dance, the power of compassion, he said, "The storyline of returning good for evil is very touching. The abusive policeman was finally moved by the power of kindness. The Shenyun show presents very profound spiritual connotations. Shows like this are few and far between. Nowadays, whether in Japan or the United States, some artistic performances may appear to be exquisite, but they are soon forgotten. Shenyun, however, is something special. It leaves behind a special feeling in the bottom of our hearts," he explained. Fashion designer, cultural depth unique to China. Indeed unique. It exhibits a cultural depth unique to China, commented renowned wedding dress designer Katsura Yumi after seeing the show on April 9th in Tokyo. Shenyun's colors are so beautiful. It offers inspirations for my design, she added. Executive director, pleasure for the senses and the heart. Astonishing. It really touched my heart. It is a feast of glorious history and culture. It moved me, body and soul, exclaimed Hayashi Masaki, executive director of an environmental company. Watching Shenyun is a pleasure for the senses and the heart. Even now, the feelings still lingers. I'm not going to do anything except share the good feelings with my family, he said in describing the impact Shenyun had on him. As I was watching the performance, tears of appreciation welled up in my eyes, he admitted. He also shared his outlook for Shenyun. The world is changing constantly. Shenyun will definitely be able to perform in China one day. Bulgarian conductor, the gods were with us today. Shenyun is a first-class performance, mysterious and profound, said Stoyanov, a conductor from Bulgaria, after seeing the performance on April 21st with his 3 children. Watching Shenyun is the highest happiness, he said. The giving spirit of Shenyun artists has filled the theater. Today's show really touched my heart. I am filled with appreciation. I cannot find words to describe it except to say that the gods were with us today. Trumpet instructor, touched by truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I was impressed by the synchronization between the music and backdrop and the unique blend of Western and Oriental instruments. The values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance conveyed in the performance touched me deeply, said trumpet instructor Yoshiro Samata after attending the Shenyun performance on April 18th in Tokyo. A reflection of 5,000 years of Chinese culture, quite an accomplishment. In particular, some of the stories in the program are familiar to Japanese. The dances are exquisite and the costumes are vibrant. Impressed with the piece, the power of compassion, he noted, "The evildoers are repeatedly advised to be good. Although they are evil, they are never attacked. It takes a lot of courage and compassion. I think it's wonderful." Shenyun will continue to perform in Asia in Gunpo, South Korea on April 24th through 26th.
Treatment of Falun Gong in Taiwan and mainland China, a stark contrast. 3,000 Falun Gong practitioners in Taipei, Taiwan, gathered in front of the Presidential Palace on April 19, 2015, to commemorate the April 25th peaceful appeal that took place 16 years ago in Beijing. The plea of practitioners to have their legal right to practice be recognized has gone unanswered in mainland China. A different attitude across the strait. The Presidential Palace in Taiwan is what Tiananmen Square is to mainland China. While Taiwanese witnessed the peaceful Falun Gong group, such a scene has not been seen in mainland China in the past 16 years. 3 months after the peaceful protest on April 25, 1999, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, launched a nationwide persecution campaign against Falun Gong. According to Minghui's incomplete statistics so far, at least 3,858 practitioners have died in the persecution as a result of torture. Tens of thousands of practitioners have been imprisoned or disappeared, and their families torn apart. The communist regime has gone so far as systematically harvesting organs from living Falun Gong practitioners. This heinous crime has been exposed widely and condemned by the international community. In Taiwan, however, Falun Gong is widely supported, including by law enforcement. Mr. Tsai, the event coordinator, recalled that a police officer told him, "Falun Gong practitioners bring more positive energy and hope to this country." Several officers on duty listened to a practitioner sharing the health benefits of the practice. They said they would introduce their family and friends to the practice, supporting practitioners' efforts to end the persecution. Many passers-by were drawn to the grand scene of nearly 3,000 practitioners demonstrating the Falun Gong exercises. Mr. Chen said he heard about the healing power of Falun Gong from media reports. Mr. Zhou came to support practitioners' courage. He said that the communist regime had eradicated traditional Chinese culture by promoting atheism, and that is why something like forced organ harvesting from living practitioners can happen in China. Mr. Zhou praised the courage of practitioners to stand up for justice and let more people know about the persecution, and said that this is the only way to end it. Background: on April 25, 1999, over 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners quietly held a demonstration in Beijing with three demands: that practitioners arrested and assaulted by police in Tianjin in the 2 days prior be released, that their legal right to practice be recognized, and that the ban on publishing Falun Gong materials be lifted. The demonstrators left peacefully later that day. The Chinese Premier Zhu Rongji then met with Falun Gong representatives. Zhu agreed to release the Tianjin practitioners and gave assurances that the government did not oppose Falun Gong. The protest was the largest and most peaceful demonstration in modern China. The Chinese Communist Party 3 months later initiated the brutal persecution of Falun Gong. Thus, the peaceful demonstration of April 25th marked the beginning of Falun Gong's 16 years of nonviolent resistance to the persecution.
China. Many Falun Dafa banners seen in Inner Mongolia. Recently, large numbers of Falun Dafa banners have been seen in residential areas and parks in an area of Inner Mongolia, Autonomous District, China. The banners are made with a reflective material, making them visible even at night. With other avenues of communication closed to Dafa practitioners due to the Chinese regime's persecution of the practice, practitioners have sought creative methods to get the word out about DAFA. Since the onset of the persecution, banners have been an effective method to communicate the beauty and goodness of Falun Dafa.
Guards and prisoners in Shanghai prison torture Falun Gong practitioners. Once the largest prison in the world and known as the Alcatraz of the Orient, Tilan Xiao Prison in Shanghai is actively involved in torturing Falun Gong practitioners for refusing to renounce their beliefs. Most practitioners are now confined in Ward 7, where guards and prisoners are often rewarded for coming up with new ways to inflict torture. Prisoners are instructed to beat Falun Gong practitioners every day if they refuse to transform. The prisoners get to hit the practitioners or shock them with electric batons however they wish, as long as the victims don't die. The torture often takes place in solitary confinement, where no other prisoners are around to witness the abuse. If practitioners go on a hunger strike, guards tie them to a tiger bench and deprive them of sleep. As part of force-feeding practitioners who go on hunger strikes to protest the torture, the guards use scissors to pry open the practitioners' mouths and pour in food without using a feeding tube. To please the prison authorities, one prisoner came up with an idea to force-feed the practitioners with concentrated brine. The same prisoner also wrapped plastic bags around practitioners' heads while they were on the tiger bench. Practitioner Mr. Zhu Bin was tortured like this for a month. If the practitioners do the Falun Gong exercises or do not follow orders, they are stabbed with needles all over their bodies. The guards sometimes limit how much food is given to practitioners who refuse to give up their beliefs. A daily diet consists of only 3 buns, 4 cups of water, and some pickles. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.